Eat them all, please, if you'd so God. Wish.
This is stupid. Ill. This isn't even good radio. It's amazing. This is a visual
no,
thing.
No, it's just amazing fun for me. Go. Nice. What did you think of that? Oh, mate.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to the Ultimate Mixtape here on Radio Black Frog, going out across Tame and indeed across the internet. I am Zeke, and with me, as always, is my brother Graham. Graham, how is it going?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad.
Now,
start off with a message.
Yes, I'm sure by now everyone has heard the incredibly tragic news. I'm not even going to say what the news is. The reason we're not going to do that is because Robin Williams' wife herself has said she does not want anyone focusing on the sad part of his life, of the struggles he went through, and instead focus on all the joy and happiness that he brought to everyone. And that is exactly what we're going to do. Graham, favourite Robin Williams movie?
Bicentennial Man.
Excellent film.
Right?
It's overlooked in his filmography. Brilliant.
Really is. Well, Disney actually cut the funding by $20 million, and he wasn't happy about that, understandably.
By $20 million?
$20 million. They apparently thought that it wasn't worth the extra $20 million. Disney didn't think that. Yeah. Goes to show, doesn't it?
It does just go to show.
Yeah, how about yourself? What did you think?
It's difficult to pick a classic from his library, isn't it?
It's tough. I mean, there is a huge catalogue to go by.
Cinematographers are going to be looking back on his body of work for decades, if not centuries, to come. And I think something like this just makes you realise what a talent he was. And, you know, he not only did he give 100% in every role that he did, but he knew what to give for every role.
Yeah, so you're right.
He wasn't like... almost like Jim Carrey, he wasn't crazy in every role he did. He wasn't over the top. He was quite understated in some of his roles. He knew when to do the drama. He knew when to do the pathos. He knew when to do the comedy. And when he did each of those things, he just delivered right on the button. He's just what a fantastic, lovely, and charming man.
Very much so. Your favourite film? Seriously, you can't think of any one. But you definitely say is my favourite film.
Too many to pick. I'm going to... Obviously, there's Good Will Hunting, there's Good Morning Vietnam, Aladdin, his role in that is just scene-stealing. I'm going to pick a weird one, only because I was thinking about it recently. I was just talking about it with my wife not too long ago. Toys. A lot of people slated it. It did really, really bad. It got absolutely panned critically and commercially.
Yeah.
I really liked it. I haven't seen it for quite some time, and I'm sure in the coming weeks I'm going to marathon a lot of Robin Williams movies when the time comes. And I think that's one I'm looking forward to going back and rewatching. Maybe it was terrible. I do not know.
Yeah, I don't know. There's probably a reason why a lot of people were slating it. However, that's no reflection on his work. It's just a collective.
Well, he was in a lot of rubbish movies, let's be honest about this, but it was never the fault of his own. It was never anything to do with him. It was just a lousy script or poor directing. It was never, ever anything Robin Williams did.
No, as far as a clean slate can go for an actor, voice actor as well, you can't get much closer than that, can you?
Flawless. Absolutely flawless. So... yeah. As we proceed through today's show, we're going to keep him and all of the love and laughs he gave us in our hearts as we proceed. So, I guess for new listeners, you need to explain what we're doing here today.
Quite so. Ladies and gents at home who have just tuned in or I haven't heard of the show or its context.
Hello.
Hi. We are at the Ultimate Mixtape tonight. This is our show. What we do is we pick three indie artists each.
We pick three bloody amazing indie artists
each. At that. At the end of the show, based on popularity over social media such as Twitter and Facebook, we will pick through the track that we feel deserves to be on the Ultimate Mixtape here at Radio Black Frog on a Tuesday night.
Absolutely. And we've not heard the tracks the other person has picked out. So as much as we're going to be discussing the music that we're playing today, we want to hear your opinion. You can tweet on in at, using the hashtag UMT. That's U for Ultimate, M for Mix, T for Tape. And on Facebook, we are at...
We are facebook.com/TheUltimateMixtape.
So, you let us know. We didn't decide who ended up on the mixtape from last week.
Oh, we didn't actually, did we?
No, we didn't. We were discussing it off air earlier, but we didn't come to a conclusion.
No, we didn't. We'll come back to that, I think.
Okay.
I reckon.
Let's dive straight on into my first pick, if that's okay with you.
Sure. Yeah, by all means.
And we'll discuss that once more once we're off air and let you guys know. Coming up later in the show, we do have... I'm going to be testing Graham. I want to find out how cool he is.
And I'm going to be giving Zeke a choice, ladies and gentlemen.
He's not.
I am.
No, you're not.
I've taken one of them out, the one that you refused.
All right, we'll go into that in a bit.
Okay.
You can play along the How Cool Are You quiz at home as well, so yeah, join us for that. But first, my initial pick of the evening.
What do we have?
Something a little bit different on the show today. You know I like my dance music.
Yeah, true.
This has got it all. This is from a Netherlands duo, a couple of DJs.
Okay.
They've got a new song coming out on the 18th of August that you should check out. It's called Heat. This is not that. I'm going to pick out an older one of their tunes called Ensemble. They're called Vice Tone. And it's the only dance record I can think of in recent times that has got about 17 different drops, a string section, and a rock guitar solo.
Oh, you know I'm a sucker for a solo.
I do. This is Vice Tone Ensemble. And you're back with us on The Ultimate Mixtape with Zeke and Graham. Graham, what did you think of that little
dance? Well, that was an awesome song. Actually, I was just having a little bit of a laugh there. We did actually just watch a Chinook fly overhead while there was a
just
metal
as the rock solo went on.
Yeah, I just fantastic. Had army scenes in my head.
We posted them, we're just like, yes!
Whipping so flags out.
Yeah, American flags. Yeah. That was fantastic. And if you like that, you can find Vice Tone on, they're on SoundCloud, they're on YouTube, they're on the old Twitter at Vice Tone. So check those out. Like I say, new song coming up August 18th called Heat. I've had a little preview listen to it, and it's a blinder.
Oh,
and Graham, in addition, tell you what you're doing every Wednesday from 8:30 p.m. onwards.
I can tell you what I'm doing.
What are you up to?
Listen to the Dan Blaze radio show, ladies and gents.
Oh, me too! I love that show!
It's pretty quality. Dan's an amazing DJ as well.
I hear it's a massive mix of music, and that happens every Wednesday evening. So do tune into that on Radio Black Frog. I can speak very highly of Dan and his show because he did the music for my wedding.
Oh, that he did, yeah.
That he did.
Didn't he also help with your Guinness record?
Yeah, he did back in 2010.
Yeah.
Yep, he helped us.
Tell us a bit more about that.
Oh, well, basically what we did was we set up this thing in the club he was working at the time, and I sat in the back room and for 24 hours, non-stop, just played Guitar Hero. When you say it out loud, it sounds like the stupidest idea anyone's ever had.
You bug.
Yeah, a little bit.
I was there for it.
You were for a lot of it. Yeah. Oh god, it was killer. Yeah. I really injured myself.
Like, I saw you suffering.
Yeah, my wrist kind of went and wasn't good. But we raised loads of money for the spinal ward at Stoke Mandeville Hospital.
That you did, buddy. That you did.
So
yeah, fair play to you. Good on you. It's good.
How about you? How's your week been?
Mate, it's been an interesting one.
Yeah.
Firstly, thanks to Andrew Bache for leaving that little message for me. I'll tweet that out later on. Long story with that. But anyway, on that note, with that chap I've just mentioned, we went to the Star Wars studio set during filming.
Yes, you did. Yeah, you played a little gig, didn't you? In Pinewood.
I played quite a big gig. But firstly, I should probably add, we accidentally drove through the studio. We took an R2 detour. And we saw the props set. They were making props and things, and we saw the actress entrance. So we drove around anyway, and then I started playing.
When you met the actors, were you like C-3P? Oh, hello.
I was like, sorry, Yoda man. Oh, let's put an end to all this. Too hot to handle. It's just a friendly bit of banter.
Good one. You won that.
I should definitely do the solo. hands down.
Oh!
Oh, look at that. Anyway, right, enough of that.
He's on fire.
Yeah. So anyway, so I was playing a little gig, and then there was a lady. And
you sound surprised.
Well, yeah. I'll tell you why in a minute. And she was like, yeah, woo. And I was like, yeah, thanks. Thank you, lady. And then Paul came up to me. Paul, who hosts the Sunday Night Live radio show here.
Mr. Paul Adams.
Mr. Paul Adams. He said to me, Graham, do you know who that is? And I said, no, mate. And then he said, well, that's Liz from Boney M. I was like,
no.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, so I was having a bit of a chat with her. And then George Lucas's cousin, Phil.
Lucas.
Phil Lucas, yeah, he pops up behind me. And like we had a little chat. And then
this sounds like a fever dream.
it felt like it. I was still a bit in shock, but yeah, lovely people as well. Absolutely fantastic people. Lovely guys. Real pleasure meeting them. Then later on, well, actually it was yesterday. Mm-hmm. I was working, and nobody told me, but they were doing a photo shoot for the theatre.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, yeah, sure, you guys do what you want. And they did. And then I was having a bit of a chat with everybody, and I apologised because I accidentally photobombed their 50s shoot while I was dressed about as indie as you can get.
Right.
So anyway, I was having a chat with them and they walked out. And anyway, my colleague came downstairs.
Oh,
and she
I'm biting
says,
my nails. I'm just waiting for that. Who was it?
No, well, she said to me, Graham, do you know who that was? And I'd heard that tone last week and I was like, oh, not this again.
This does keep happening to you.
Yeah. And she said, oh, that's half the cast from EastEnders.
From EastEnders?
Yeah.
What were they doing in Aylesbury?
Well, they were doing a theatre production.
Okay.
Theatre. Yeah.
So in all their photos for this promotional shoot?
Not all of them. I tried to stay out of it at the end. Like, I must have looked progressively more dismayed upon realising I'm in your shoot. I shouldn't be in your shoot. So I suppose I'll probably tweet out the pictures when I get them for a laugh.
Oh, please do. Yeah. Do. You're at Raving Wild.
I am at Raving Wild.
I'm at Iron Man Mode, if you want to follow
indeed.
Me. And yes. You can tweet on us. I did just send a tweet saying that you've given me two cards here. One's got the number 2 on it. One's got number 3.
Yeah.
I don't know what this is about, but you're asking me to pick one. I'm guessing one I don't want and one
one's
I
a trick.
Do.
One's a treat. Mm-hmm. Now, you'll notice if you've seen the picture that one is a 2 and one has a 3 on the front. There was a 1 option, and that was literally smell my feet. But you went up for that, were you?
Not going to happen. Nope.
No. No,
not going to happen. But I've just tweeted that out. If you can decide for me, because I've got no way of telling.
Tweet
so.
In. For the first person that tweets in
yep.
to say you should go for either number, he'll pick it.
Mm-hmm. You can find that tweet in the hashtag UMT.
Yeah.
Or I just tweeted out on my account at Ironman Mode.
Let
but
know.
More music, I reckon.
Yes.
What have you got?
Now, I've been playing some pretty chilled out songs. You know, I'm quite a fan of my relaxed kind of shoegaze, indie and folk. Tracks?
Yeah.
So what I've done this week, actually, I've picked a few more upbeat songs as well. One of them in particular that I'm really excited to share with you is by my friends in High Tide.
High Tide.
High
excellent.
Tide.
Excellent band.
And the song is called King Leo.
I know the song.
You know the song?
Yeah, absolutely love it.
Well, let's
you've picked
let everybody
a winner
else.
With this. Oh, I'm really excited that you picked this now.
Oh, good. I'm glad that you are. I'm glad that you are. I love the effects. Guys, check it out. Let us know what you think.
Here we go. High Tide, King Leo.
I'm sorry. enough to blow him away. Frightened, she secludes to a cave. And when the stronghold was breached, you surrendered to mine. And when you stood on your feet, your head met the light. And it dignifies a womanly perfection, love and affection. And I, where I saw mine.
High Tide with King Leo, as chosen by Graham on the Ultimate Mixtape here on Radio Black Frog. Graham, that was an incredible song choice.
Thank you.
I love those guys. They're so good.
And I never really like to make a point of it, but they're only like 17, 18 as well.
They are young, yeah.
Yeah, so they've obviously learned their instruments really well at a very, very early age. So fair play.
What's the vocalist's name?
It's Alex.
Alex, yeah. He is really, really good.
Yeah, really nice chap as well. Very modest chap. Just generally does it because he loves it.
Oh, you can tell. Well, you don't get that talented without having a lot of passion and soul for it, do you?
Yeah, too right.
You can tell there's a lot of heart in that song.
So. Yeah, you know, a lot of kids, though, they'll kind of do it for the status kind of thing. I'm not saying they're kids anymore, but, you know, when they started out, it might have been quite a while ago now.
Yeah, but you can get into it for the status and the women like you did and then end up liking it and becoming talented.
Yeah, not like I did.
You can go, like, 10 years being rubbish and, like, not knowing what you're doing and just doing it because you think it makes you look cool, but then you blossom, as you have, into a really talented musician.
Yeah, I guess. You're an idiot. I actually hate you. I really hope you get the wrong option on these two
parts. Here we go. Should we do this?
Yeah, I think we should.
Oh, I've got... Paul's just tweeted me.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, by the way, I should add, Paul wrote that message. The message reads, "Raving Wild stole my kebab."
We've got, for the viewers at home, we've got a big whiteboard with messages from the other presenters on there, and we walk in just to find that scribbled all over it. A bit perplexing.
The funny thing is it's next to the things that we'd like to mention happening in the local community.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So to see that run next to things we should mention, I didn't really think to not double check that.
There is another message there that we need to mention. Radio Black Frog welcomes the alphabet.
That was on the Sunday show.
Ah, I see.
Yes.
Was it good? Did you tune in?
Yes, I did. Yeah, the boys played downstairs. Absolutely fantastic. Really great stuff.
Excellent.
Yeah, nice. Brilliant.
Let's do this then. So you've got two options for me.
I do. What are you thinking?
I was just thinking if Paul had any help for me. He just tweeted me. But it's a photo of you, which doesn't help me.
Okay.
It's a lovely photo of you, though, I have to say.
That's nice.
Let me retweet that out.
Okay.
Boom. And I'm going to favourite it, because I like you.
Oh, that's nice of you. I like you too, for what it's worth.
Oh, thanks.
No worries.
Thanks. Right, anyway, so, two options. I literally don't know what either of them entail, which we'll see. I'm going to go for three.
You're going to go for three?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
Sure.
This music is so well timed. Yes, I'm going to go with three. Oh, don't do that face. What's three?
A treat. Oh, it's a pint on me after work. It's a treat. You didn't get the trick this time, ladies and gents.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah, there we go.
You're going to buy me a pint?
Yeah, we'll do. Yeah.
Oh, cool, yeah. Man.
Picked
thank
well.
You.
Picked well.
Cheers.
And just so
begs
you know,
the question, what is number two?
Well, two is a further option. Two was a trick. Right?
Okay.
And it reads as such, eat mystery food item, A or B? And you'll see on here, there is indeed an A or a B. One of them is nice, one of them is nasty. Okay. Would you like to still carry on?
I think the listeners would kill me if I didn't. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. We'll do that after the next track.
Sure
I
thing.
Feel that's going to be appropriate.
Sure thing. Right.
Right, okay. So my next track, I've gone for something... What have we got here? We've got... Oh, really like this chap. He goes by the name of I Am The Sky.
Oh, right, okay.
I'm just going to play it. I'm not going to say anything about it. You just have a little listen and see what you think.
Sure.
Makes me wonder to the sounds of thunder. Was I ever here at all? Now I am a man of constant virtue, so I never hurt you unless you beg me to. 'Cause now that we're through, I'm glad to treat you, and the boy who meets you and makes you shy again. 'Cause every now and then I ask if you are lonely, and I hold you closely like we never changed, like we did when it rained. Oh, and you feel the same. Lock on the door with a key that'll never open. No amount of hoping will make this house a home. Now I am a man of wealth and scholar, but I barely holler. Please make me whole again. 'Cause every now and then I ask if you are lonely, and I hold you closely like we never changed, like we did when it rained. Oh, and you feel the same. How do you fix a heart that's sick, or a girl who loves to quit? Pain of it all is that it's not too far to fall. Should make you feel like it is. How do you fix a heart that's sick, on a girl who loves too quick? The pain of it all is that it's not too far to fall, but she'll make you feel like it is. Hole in a room on a wall makes me wonder to the sounds of thunder. Was I ever here? No.
I Am The Sky on Radio Black Frog. Radio Black Frog. And that song was called Heartsick and the Girl Who Loved Too Quick. What do you reckon?
I thought that was beautiful. It had like such a nice homegrown feel to it. I don't know, just a very homely sound to it.
Very
I can't
much,
really
yeah.
Describe all, it any other way.
All of his music is like that. It gives you that sense of yearning, makes you think of like Cumberland sausages, and do you know what I mean?
That wasn't the first thing to Cumberland through my head.
First thing I thought about the first 10 seconds when I first heard that song, I was like, oh, sausages! I really fancy a sausage now. Anyway, so that is I Am The Sky. He that's his obviously. His performance name. His parents didn't name him I Am The Sky.
Yep.
His parents named him Jesse Smith. Jesse Dan Smith, if you're looking for him on Twitter, SoundCloud, or the YouTubes.
You know what's really strange? When you said his parents didn't name him I Am The Sky.
Yes.
I was going to then follow by saying, I Am The Sky Smith. His surname is actually Smith.
Oh, right. Yeah.
No, that's rubbish.
Yeah, his surname is Smith.
Oh, right. Yeah, fantastic stuff. Really enjoyed that.
Like a bit of that.
Yeah.
He's loads of stuff on SoundCloud. Have a listen.
Yeah, I'll have a check of him.
We're having tweets, Graham.
Yes.
People are tweeting. Julia Bear has said,
yeah,
can I come?
In naturally.
In reference to the pint.
Of course.
Yeah. I don't know when we're going to redeem
that
pint.
We'll never any other way.
But
well, whenever you like.
Yeah, I was waiting for someone to decide whether I'm going to eat mystery food item A or B.
Right.
In the meantime, would you like a quick game of how cool are you?
I love nothing more, in fact.
I knew you were going to say that.
Naturally. So how do we go about this then? What's the premise?
Well, essentially, I mean, you can play this at home if you want to. The quiz is just the first online quiz I could find. It's you can go to tinyurl.com/m5gvxkc. That is tinyurl.com/m5gvxkc. I should probably just tweet that out.
We'll tweet that out later, yeah, no problem.
Yeah, I'll tweet that out in a bit. Let's us do it first, but then other people can take the quiz and they can let us know if they're cooler than us. No chance, right? You're sitting there with your tiny little waistcoat on.
My tiny little waistcoat, yes indeed. It doesn't get much cooler than tiny waistcoats, my friend.
It does not. I have got 10 quick questions. We're going to do this. I don't know where it's going to go. I've never done the quiz before. Okay. Let's just see what happens.
All right.
What's your favourite colour out of the following? Green, black or pink?
Green.
All right, and I'm going to do the quiz at the same time. For that one, I don't know. I'm going to go black, I reckon.
Yeah.
It's not much of a choice, really, is it?
This is curious. I didn't realise these things were kind of in existence, to be honest.
What, like, online quizzes?
You know, I knew you had, like, online quizzes, but I didn't really think that you'd find, like, a how cool are you quiz.
This wasn't, like, put out by Harvard or anything. It was just some bored guy on the internet.
Oh, right, see.
Uh-huh. You'll see from the next question that this isn't exactly scientific. Are you a girl, boy, and the third option is undecided or both?
I think I'm a boy.
I'll put girl for that one.
Wait, hold on. Is this like a trick question? Is this like a... Are you a girl, a boy, or are you a man?
Yeah, I know. Like, know? Why has that got any bearing on your coolness?
I don't understand. No, neither do I.
I'm going to put boy for me. I'll put girl for you. Next question, we've got... Oh, this isn't working out, doing it both. I'm just going to do you. Everyone knows that I'm cool enough, so don't worry about that. Right, next question.
Okay.
Which do you prefer, air hockey, swimming, or football?
Swimming or air hockey? I like air hockey. I don't really play air hockey very often. Yeah, I like air hockey, probably more.
You don't play air hockey very often?
Not often enough.
Not often enough, no. You're mostly A, happy, B, so-so, C, depressed.
I'm mostly happy.
Yeah, I'd say so. Pharrell Williams was doing this quiz, eh? Coolest guy on the block. Your hair colour. What has this got to do with anything?
I don't understand.
I can answer this for you. You're brunette.
I am.
Your GPA. Obviously, this is an American quiz.
I reckon. I don't know what it would be in... Approximation.
Just put average.
Yeah.
You think this quiz is fun, not cool, or a waste of time?
It doesn't say that.
It doesn't say not cool. I'm not reading that out on air.
No, it wouldn't be cool to read that out on air. So I'm going to say the last one.
A waste of time, yeah?
Yeah. That's probably going to knock down my cool rating to like 1.
Because everyone knows doing these quizzes online makes you inherently cool.
Yeah, of course.
You spend how many hours a day watching TV? 0 to 3? None. I can't keep count. I can verify that's true. You never, ever watch TV.
I actually make a point of avoiding it.
Good move.
I think it's a brain drain.
10 years ago, that wouldn't have been cool. Nowadays, it is kind of cool, isn't it?
What?
It's like, I don't own a TV, man. Like, it's very hipster, isn't it?
Actually, you know, back in the day, they used to... because they didn't have colour TVs, they used to put a coloured film over the TV.
Okay.
It wasn't very popular because the coloured TV came out about 6 months later. But it was actually like a really valuable item to have.
Yes, yeah. I remember those, yeah.
And it was like, it wasn't even like a block of colour either. It was like stripes of colour. So I can imagine that it just confused things while you're watching the programme.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. First thing you do when you get home, eat, sleep, make plans for the weekend. I'm sorry, this is the worst quiz
make
ever.
Plans for the weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Even if it's like Tuesday, as it is now. You think you're A, a cool person to hang out with, B, just another person in the crowd, See, totally awesome. This quiz has just got
this
to...
This isn't how corny. This is how egotistical are you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's gotten to question 10, realised it's asked none of the right questions. Now it's just like, how cool do you think you are? I don't know.
I don't really know how to answer that. I don't know. I like hanging out with people.
Mm-hmm.
But you decide. If I'm asking whether or not... If I'm asking a quiz whether or not it thinks I'm cool...
And then it gives you the question straight back.
Are you cool? That completely defies the point of me asking any questions in this quiz.
It really does, if it's just going to ask you for the answer at the end.
Yeah.
It's not your job.
I'll tell you what, let's just keep this neutral.
Okay.
Yeah.
Test results, are you ready? You're 50%. 50%
really?
Cool.
Oh, okay.
56% of all participants had this profile.
But hold on.
What a load of rubbish. I'm sorry, I've just wasted loads of time.
It's quite alright, because I was just thinking, actually, statistically, let's tear this quiz apart. Cool is based on a social standing of other people's views on you.
I'd have thought so.
Yeah. So how do you get 50%, how do 56% of people get 50% cool?
I don't see what you mean.
Like,
so...
If you're 50% cool, that would mean that half of all people view you as cool. But 56% of people have answered the same answers. Surely that would make you 56% cool. Think of the stats.
Let's play a song.
Yeah, all right, sure.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
what
no,
waste
no, it's
of
fine.
Time that was. I'm not even going to bother tweeting that out. That was pointless.
Right. My next choice.
Oh, yeah, it's your choice now.
It is indeed.
Go for it.
I will... play a song by, once again, a good friend of mine. His name's Christian James.
Mm-hmm.
And this one's called Paper Houses. He's much more of an acoustic artist. I think you'll find tones of Mraz.
Oh, yeah, I think
you'll quite like this.
A question going back to last week. Is Christian James Christian? His parents must have named him something for that for a reason. Yahoo Answers, another thing that's an absolute waste of time. This is Christian James, Paper Houses. Jesus wept.
I'm building up these paper houses. Each fold is a part of me. Let's hope they won't come crashing on down when I'm not around to see. So I pack up these houses and I'll build them with stone. Home's just a house, you live there alone. I fill it with words that mean nothing to me. I lose my regrets to these fond memories. These walls that I've made protect who I am. My uncertainty. Let's hope they won't come crashing on down when I'm not around to see. So I build these walls high and I'll let myself grow. I build this life that I've made my own. I fill it with songs that mean nothing to you. I lose my regrets 'cause I'm breaking through. Let's hope they won't come
crashing on down, 'cause I won't be there for you. So I'll pack up these houses and I'll build them with stone. The home is just a house, you live there alone. I fill it with words that mean nothing to me. No more regrets, 'cause I've been set free.
Christian James with Paper Houses here on Radio Black Frog. You're listening to The Ultimate Mixtape, and that was Graham's choice for inclusion, possibly, on this week's selection.
Yes, indeed it was.
Superb.
Did you hear the marasmus?
I did hear the marasmus.
Yeah?
It was kind of like an angry maraz.
Yeah, or
like,
it was a little bit
or
more.
Like an angry Iron and Wine, almost.
Yeah, perhaps, actually. I suppose, yeah, I could see the reference there, and I could see why he'd say that. But a lot of his music isn't actually in that tone.
Sure.
It's,
I'm definitely going to check out some of his other stuff.
Yeah, yeah. He's got a few other bits online, SoundCloud specifically.
Yeah, that's Christian James with a K, point out for,
it is indeed,
for everyone
yes.
else joining me in that search. Yeah, amazing lyricist.
Yeah, really. Oh, honestly, when he sits down and writes, he writes.
Yeah,
he
lots,
really
of, writes. Lots of feels in that song. Yeah. We've had a couple of tweets.
We've had a question as well from Andrew, who was on the show on Sunday mm-hmm. with Paul. Here's one for everybody at home, and please do tweet in and let us know what you think, your answers. What song makes you think of home?
That's an excellent
it's
song.
It's absolutely...
Because the thing is, I'm a sucker for any song about coming home, getting home, travelling home. I just eat that stuff up. I
yeah.
absolutely love it. I really like that, and it's a bit of a cliched answer, but the first one that sprung to mind was... I forgot who it's by. The one that was used in the Nick On song.
Oh, Welcome Home.
Yes, by...
The Radical Face. Radical
oh, the Radical Face. Faces, yes.
No, just Radical Face.
Radical Face.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the song for me. But how about you guys at home? Tweet on in, hashtag UMT, because that's an excellent question. Thanks for that, Andrew.
Yeah, nice.
We've also had, on the subject of your bizarre food experiment, you mad Blumenhessenthal, we've had a tweet from... Oh, I've lost it. Technology, eh?
It was Alex Forrester.
It was, well remembered, yes. Yes. Hi, Alex, thanks for your excellent suggestion of me eating both mystery things. Cheers, mate.
Well, he's the first man to reply with an answer on the subject. So
I think
you don't really have much of a choice.
I promised I would do what anyone suggested, so we're going to do that. I have just noticed that Alex is studying clinical technology.
Oh,
so perhaps he could develop a decent cool test so we could do some cool diagnostics.
Alex, yeah, let us know if you could do that.
Yeah, ask your boss. Oh, ask your boss when you go in tomorrow. So, I've had this wicked idea.
Yeah.
Right, okay, let's do this. So, well, if we're eating both, let's just go for A. What have you
okay,
got here?
Let's have a look. I can't remember what's in each one either. So this might be the nice one, it might be the nasty one.
Does it say on the inside of this piece
of
paper?
It does.
Hey!
What did you get?
I'm a winner. I've got beef jerky.
You did indeed.
Let's be having some of that bad boy.
I'll tell you what, you've picked out a pretty good...
Oh, it's quality stuff as well.
Yeah,
this.
I didn't mess about, mate. You've
got Texas Joe's.
But you'll want to have a look and find out what B is, won't you?
Yeah, maybe I should save this to cleanse my palate.
Yep,
is it really awful, B?
I like it. You would not.
I knew it was going to be that. I knew it was going to be that. Alex, oh. Cheers, mate.
Tell us what it is.
We've got olives. I hate olives
not
with a
just,
fiery passion.
Not just olives, my friend. You see, I got you quality beef jerky.
Yeah.
I did not get you quality olives.
Oh, come
on. And they are
on.
Just black pitted olives, nothing in them, just
I'm eating
pitted
one.
Olives.
I'm eating one.
You get an equal proportion of olives to what you get of jerky.
You can't do this
yes,
to
I can.
Me.
My game, my rules, my friend.
I'm going to play my final track, and then we'll come back
all right, chat.
To me eating stuff I don't like. This is a flashback from when I did that charity marathon in May or whenever it was, when we were doing that thing where I flew around the world for 72 hours, but we got bored. Well, the people watching got bored, and were giving to the charity drive. They were donating money and suggesting things to eat, and someone threw in quite a sizable amount and said, I'm going to donate this to the charity drive, but you're eating cat food.
Yeah. Made you very ill, didn't it?
I was. But the second it touched my lips, I was throwing up in a bin. I think the same thing is going to happen with these. I'd rather eat cat food than the olives.
For real?
For real.
I didn't realise you were that strongly against
them.
Can't
stand them. Can't stand them.
Going to have to stand them, mate.
Yeah. Well, let's play the last song.
Yeah, sure. Who have we got?
This is by The Augustines, previously known as We Are The Augustines. They're quite well known. They've been kicking around for a while now.
I think the name rings a bell.
It probably does, yeah. They changed their name... because the two, We Are The Augustines, because quite a few people shared it. But then they've just gone back. You know, they've just kind of said, we don't care about the other bands. We are literally the best band called The Augustines. We're reclaiming that name. And good on them for doing so. Well done, guys. So this is the reason why they have staked their claim to The Augustines. I'm sure you'll agree they deserve it. This song is called I Touch Imaginary Hands. It's the intro song from their new self-titled album. Bloody olives. Augustine's I Touch Imaginary Hands from the self-titled album. Sou viramundo.
Virado pra lua. I beg your pardon?
Plus a Spanish man.
Well, that was unexpected. I thought that was you for a second.
Get out of here, Jose! He keeps busting in here and trying to do little links in between our songs.
Mi casa es su casa. Get out of our show.
Jose!
Actually, that's a song that makes me think of home. Jose Gonzalez. Heartbeats.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's quite
I prefer the knife version.
Really?
Mm-hmm. No, they're both very different. They're both good. But yeah. I love the knife version.
Not as much of a fan, I must admit. Right, let's get you eating an olive, mate.
I really want to see you eating an olive.
Mm. Especially after you chucked Skittles at me last week in a
I didn't make
Coke
you
bottle.
Bloody eat them, though, did I?
Well, no, I did that optionally. I could chuck them at you if you'd like. I mean, you're more than welcome to eat them olives if you'd so
God.
Wish. Ladies and gents, one of the hosts is about to be extremely violently ill.
This isn't even good radio.
It's amazing.
This is a visual
thing. It's just amazing fun for me. If you want, I could take a picture. I'm more than happy to video this.
Yeah, good man. Take a picture.
Or can we video it? Put a little video out on Vine.
Yeah, you can do a Vine.
All right, great. Yeah. That'd be just Vine.
I'm holding it, and I just don't even like holding it.
Oh, man.
What?
Nothing. I can actually smell that from here.
I'm
sat about maybe 2-3 feet away from him, and that's quite a strong smell. And delicious, if you like olives. However, not so.
Right, you ready? You know how it works, Vine.
No,
you tap and hold the screen.
Right.
And then when you let go, it stops recording. So you've only got 6 seconds. Just like do brief bursts.
Sure. Ready?
Yeah.
Go. Nice. What did you think of that?
I can't eat it.
Good man.
I can't eat it.
Oh, mate. You're not well at all, are you?
I hate them. They're horrible.
Guys, we'll put a Vine out later on. I've just got perhaps... this is amazing. This is great. I'll definitely be tweeting that out later. I'm sure you'll find much amusement in that. Actually, the smell of that, I like olives, but that smells particularly strong.
That's horrible.
That's
man.
Really strong. I've got to have some jerky. You hero. I'm going to have some jerky as well. I'm going to have a lot of jerky, in fact. Right, so we have one more song.
We do have one more song. Go for it. Tell the people about it.
Right, okay. So the last track that I've chosen is by, once again, some friends of mine, but they've actually disbanded. However, because the song is so good...
Can we move these?
Yeah, sure. No worries.
Can go on.
No, it's fine. Yeah, so the last... band that I'm going to play, like I said, has disbanded. Kind of, they do play occasionally, but the song was so good that I couldn't pass up the opportunity to play it.
You'll know. Build up. Who is it?
It's the Rockettes.
Oh, the Rockettes!
Yes, with brilliant Dave, two Robs, and Toby. And you'll know Toby because he's got a chin of granite.
He is the handsomest man I've ever met in my life.
Potentially.
He is so ridiculously handsome. It's unreal.
Yeah, it's just like he could cut cliffs with that chin
and his cheekbones, just and such cheekbones. Good skull structure. Is that a compliment? Could you say that to someone? Could you go to a woman at a bar and go, "You have got great skull structure"?
It'd be a new one.
Sorry,
it'd be a new one, wouldn't it?
It would. Yeah.
You know, you got the usual "do the hurt when you fell out of heaven." No, your skull is beautiful.
It would look great on my mantelpiece.
And so you got married to Jules.
Yep, I can attest that it works.
So yeah, I'm going to be playing a track by those boys right about now for you. Please do listen in and let us know what you think.
The Rockettes, Cheap Talk. Radio Black Frog with their song Cheap Talk.
So what did you think of that?
Oh, well, you know I'm a big fan of the Rockettes anyway.
Actually, I know you've heard that before anyway, haven't you?
Oh, I have, yeah, but certainly enjoyed hearing it again. Excellent live. Yeah. Very sad to hear that they are no more. Have they officially disbanded? Is that what's...
No, not officially. It's not really an official thing. Okay. They still do play on occasion. Played with them at Brixton Jam once. That was pretty cool. Dave and I, we got into a fight with a watermelon.
Yeah, that happens on gigs all the time.
Actually, we went and played a gig recently, The Underbelly in Hoxton.
Oh, yeah.
Got into another fight with a watermelon. I punched it really, really hard, right? Now, a piece flew off about 30 feet towards the park, and there was a lady literally just crawling out of the park.
No.
Yeah, right. But bless her, she didn't see her coming. I didn't expect it to go that far. And it nearly smacked her in the face. She just ducked in time, bless her.
You are such a little tyke, you are.
I didn't mean to. It wasn't the intention when I was punching the watermelon. I didn't think, the trajectory of this punch will land that particular segment of watermelon at that lady's face, who I didn't know was emerging from the park.
That is the problem with you rock stars. You just don't think of the consequences of your actions, do you?
No, don't really.
You don't think who's on the other side of that hotel room window when you throw the bloody TV through it.
Do you know what I do think?
What?
These olives are tasty, man.
Oh, don't. I'm trying to upload this thing.
He's trembling.
Upload this thing onto Vine, but for some reason I don't have the signal and I'm getting error messages. But we do have someone on the old Twitter. We've got Mr. Fantastic. Paul Adams. For Home is I Won't Let the Sun Go Down on Me by Nick Kershaw.
Yeah.
My sister used to blare it out when we were kids.
Oh, fair play, Paul. Thanks for sharing that, man.
We decided on a song from last week, didn't we, to end up on the Ultimate Mixtape?
Yes, we did.
Obviously, this time round, it's all down to you. Which of those songs did you prefer? If you didn't catch them all, you can go to radioblackfrog.co.uk, go to the catch-up section, and you can listen to all of our previous shows, and you can decide, and we'll reveal who gets on next week. But last week, I think it's got to be Jenny Smith, The Voyager.
Yeah, I really love the track. Actually, I think we should definitely end on that. And yeah, I'll probably be getting in touch with her and inviting her down to the Ultimate Mixtape live session.
Oh, that would be excellent. Just make sure that you get her on her right name, because I called her Jenny Smith. It's not. It's Jenny Lewis.
Ah,
sorry, right. Jenny. Sorry. Yeah, Jenny Lewis, The Voyager. Well, we'll play that song to close out on. Coming up next, we've got Chambers and Parsons with the Chambers and Parsons Show. So do stick around for that. They're going to be live for the next hour.
Yeah,
taking
don't go
you
anywhere.
Long into the night. And Wednesday, tomorrow, tune in to Dan Blazer's radio show.
Yes, indeed. Ladies and gents, thanks for listening. What do you think?
Thanks so much. I've been Zeke Eden. I'm at Iron Man Mode. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'll get that Vine up.
He has been Zeke Eden. He continues to be Zeke Eden. Much to my annoyance.
Yeah. And you're at Raving Wild.
I'm at Raving Wild.
Mm-hmm.
I am indeed. Tweet us in. Let us know what you thought.
Yeah, please do. All right. Cheers, Graham. Good show. Fist bump.
Boom.